You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
What's the word going? Over, up, over, up, show.
Popular Creeps wrapping up that set of music from their latest album, On All of This Will End in Tears, with Tear Me Apart. For the Popular Creeps, how about the Delgados? I mean, if you're going to have a pop song, just call it Sucrose. Just basically call it sugar. And that's what they did from Domestiques. Played Red Cross in that set of music, doing their version of The Go-Go's How Much More, and started off from 1983, Was Not Was. A little help with from Doug Feiger of The Knack, from their Born to Laugh at Tornadoes album, and Smile. Smile, I need you to smile. I do. If I had a public service announcement about depression, I would read it right now. How about this? Are you over your head in debt? Well, every year, millions of Americans find themselves with serious money problems. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know that there is help available. The NFCC is a network of accredited nonprofit community-based agencies that offer free and low-cost budgeting and money management services. If you call 1-800-388-2227, you'll find out more information about an NFCC agency near you, or just go to nfcc.org. This public service announcement from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program in WRCT. Again, if you have a request, you got to reach out to me. You can think it. If you think it and I play it, one of us will be amazed. But if you reach out to me and I play it, then you know, we're less of amazement, but more of that's how things work. That's the societal norm. If you want something, you need to request it. Doesn't mean I'm going to have to play it. I'm not obligated to play it, but normally you give me some good requests. Phone number is 412-268-WRCT, or you can email me. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Tom reached out. I think he's in his car traveling. Hopefully he's not going through a tunnel. Always happens. Someone requests a song and then they're like, I went through a tunnel. Or he's not out of range because he's heading out. He's getting out of town for the weekend. And why? Well, he explained to me that it's a competition that he hosts of the annual potato cannon. Potato gun competition. A spud gun. So he's like, do you have a song for me? Do you have something you can play in celebration of this spud gun competition? I was like, well, why not just go all the way back to Pittsburgh's own The Spuds? Yeah. It's Patty Burns, My Eyes. It's The Spuds for you, Tom. The Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I'm the host.
why'd I live such an ordinary life? Patty burns my eyes. Patty burns my eyes.
from their pressed and ironed CD, which I do not recommend you do that to any of your own CDs. It's Detroit's Crossword Smiles wrapping up that set of music with Lotus. Before that, Dumb. Dumb from the Pray For Tomorrow. It's a brand new release from Dumb. Foot Control. Dinosaur Jr. from 1987 doing Peter Frampton's Show Me the Way. Played Ice Age in that set of music as well with Shake the Feeling and started off the entire set for Tom, who's going out for a potato cannon competition, a spud gun competition out in the greater Ohio Pile area. So if you're out there and you see him, or if you see some guy just shooting off a potato gun, I played him the spuds with Patty Burns My Eyes. Tom, I got to warn you, potato guns can be dangerous. I don't have a public service announcement about that, but they can be dangerous. You could shoot your eye out. Hey, my name is Paul. If you didn't know that. It's a show called Viva La Mock, if you didn't know that. Comes to you live each and every Friday evening, if you didn't know that. And there are encore presentations throughout the week. In the summer months, it might be Tuesday night. It might be Tuesday afternoon. I've seen the schedule, but I don't remember when it is. Hey, don't forget, if you would like an hour of blues, classic and traditional blues music, you know what? We've got something that's twice as good. It's 2 hours of a show called The Deep Blues Hours. Well, just hour. It's the Deep Blue. You got it. You'll figure it out. Steve does it each and every Monday from 8 until 10. It's the Deep Blues Hour, but there's 2 hours of it. It's classic and traditional blues right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Now, for my encore listeners, sometimes my encore listeners, you only get 2 hours of my four-hour show. So in this case, if you're listening right now, you're getting the first 2 hours of my show from May 5th, 2023. And earlier in the show, I teased that I said, hey, you know what? We lost Gordon Lightfoot. I'm going to play a Gordon Lightfoot song at some point. And I didn't want to, like, tease it and then not have you hear it because you were listening to the encore. So how about I play it? In fact, it's by a band that the Trouser Press noted, saying, despite so many great reviews, it's astonishing that this band has only garnered the following the size of a kitchen sponge.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts would tell. Just like an old-time movie, comes from a wishing well. The castle of dark, fortress drawn.
Yeah.
tale my heart would tell. Just like an old time movie, ghost from a wishing well. Castle of dark.
coming. When a new breed say, welcome tomorrow. Instead of yesterday, our times are coming. When those who despise take shelter from the power of a coward.
Cuidado con que tú dices, or I'll tear your heart in pieces. He said that he knew what he did not know. He told
John Doe from his latest release, Fables in a Foreign Land, came out last year with El Romanzo, getting you into the theme, the spirit of what today is. It is May 5th, 2023. It's Cinco de Mayo. Before that, how about Los Rancheros from Adam and the Ants? Ian McCullough from Echo and the Bunnymen fame, lead singer. Birthday is today, 64 years old. Happy birthday, Ian. Played Proud to Fall from the Candleland album. And I started the entire set. The entire set started off with The Black Watch, a band that's been around for over 30 years. They've got a bazillion albums out, and a lot of them are really good albums. In fact, I'd say most of them are. In fact, maybe all of them are. I've never listened to all of them. But their Lime Green Girl album came out in 20. No, no, in 2000. Not 20, 2000. It came out 23 years ago. And that was them doing a version of the late Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind. That's what started off that entire set of music. Hey, we've got about 15 minutes left in this hour, so my encore listeners, yeah, you know what that means. You got about 15 minutes left before my encore program's over. Had a caller call in and say, Moxter, it is Cinco de Mayo. What are you doing? What are you doing? I got stuff hidden in my sleeve is what I'm doing. Sprinkling it in throughout the night like the John Doe. And a very special mock for those who get to listen to the full program that is in relation to said Cinco de Mayo. Judge for yourself. Here's a band called the Denver Mexicans with the Denver Mexican theme. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. We'll be right back.
red light, green light, white light, black. Match point marks that sound attack. Smoke and mirrors at midnight mass. 4 and 26 soldiers pass. 1 step forward and 3 steps back.
When he died, he was a friend of mine. Very same fight.
if you are listening to this show on Friday, May 5th.
Thank y'all very much for the drive-by truckers.
Those boys will be in town.
We're going to do one more, and then we're going to have to go, I guess.
On Tuesday. On Tuesday, May 9th, they are in town performing at the Library Music Hall in the Carnegie Library Hall. Whatever you want to call it, it's in Homestead. I think I'm going to go to the show. I haven't seen those boys in such a long time. It's embarrassing. In fact, the last time I saw them, they were at that same venue. And it might be 10 years now. That's a sad, sad fact for the Moxer to admit live on the air. But anyway, so that was recorded live back in 1999. That's a 24-year-old recording of the Drive-By Truckers from the Alabama Ass Whoopin' CD. Which I don't know if it ever got reissued. I know I talked to Patterson about that one time because I may or may not have a box full of that CD in a closet somewhere. And he was like, whoa. That thing's out of print. Anyway, People Who Died, a Jim Carroll song. Before that, the Sadies, who I think were just in town, like maybe even last night, with the first 5 minutes off their Internal Sounds album. And I started everything off with the Denver Mexicans from their self-titled album with the Denver Mexican theme. Hey, don't forget, chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 4 million Americans. It's real. It can be devastating. If you go to cdc.gov/CFS, find out the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed. Get diagnosed. Get helped. For those listening to my encore show, we are bidding you farewell. For the rest of you, hang tight. There's more Viva Lamotte coming up.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Away With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Imagine that all the punctuation marks gave a party. What would that look like? Rachel Herbert asked that on Twitter. She's an editor in Seattle, Washington. She wrote, "Sometimes I imagine punctuation marks as people at a party. Comma. Okay. Then what happened?" And the colon makes intense eye contact and says, "Now look." And a semicolon hands you their drink and plate so that they can gesture more freely. And the period abruptly says, "We're done. Let's go." And I've been thinking about that. Like, what would an asterisk be like at a party?
I think it's a person who's constantly surprised. I don't know. It's the person who walks in their own surprise party.
Right. Yeah. Or they're like, "Hold on. I'll be right back."
Yeah.
And then I was thinking a tilde would just sit there in the corner going, "Nya, nya, nya, nya."
Right. Parentheses are two people leaning toward each other, talking intently, ignoring everyone else, right?
Yeah.
The dash is making a run for the bathroom.
Right. Right. And maybe the slash is, I don't know, looking over somebody's plate. Going...
Right. Or they're listing to port because they've been drinking.
Right. I don't know. Just one of these things that I think about while driving.
If you have more contributions on what each kind of punctuation would do at a party, hit us up on Twitter at WAYWORD. And you can call us and email us with your language questions or just to discuss cool things that you read. 877-929-9673 or email words@waywardradio.org. Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, this is Katrina calling from Williamsburg, Virginia.
Hi, Katrina. Welcome.
What can we do for you?
I am calling to find out if using said to describe something that was previously spoken about is proper. For instance, if I told you I was going to the farmer's market to buy vegetables, I could send you a picture of the vegetables with the caption, said vegetables. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Said
so
vegetables.
So we use said in this way to refer to, like you said, something that was spoken about in the past. Is this a construction that you're likely to use?
Well, I'm kind of new to social media, and I see it everywhere. Like, my sister posts stuff, or I'll send stuff to her about things that we've, you know, pictures or something that we've spoken about before. And she'll say, said vegetables. But I don't want to do it and sound crazy. So I was just calling to find out, can I use it? Or is it just something that's, like, occurring right now?
Well, it's certainly a legitimate usage. The usage of said to mean the aforementioned thing or the aforesaid thing goes back about 700 years in English.
Wow.
It's really, really, really old. I'm not really aware of it being used in terms of something casual like that, though.
Yeah, it's usually more formal. You definitely will see it in legal documents, particularly when there's a discourse or discussion where, you know, somebody was mentioned in a previous part of the legal document.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it is I could see somebody doing it ironically, and certainly the internet abounds in people doing things ironically that we wouldn't otherwise do.
Right.
Yeah, that was my sense of it. I mean, are you trying to be funny when you do it? Or you?
I don't know. It's kind of just like a way to describe, like, mm-hmm. instead of saying, these are the vegetables I told you about earlier, you could just say, said vegetables. So I didn't know if it was proper to use it that way.
I like it. It sounds ironic.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a tone mismatch is what it is. And that's a little bit of comedy that we often throw into language where in an informal situation, we use formal speech and we all kind of get a little, I don't know, a hormone jolt or something because we realize that there's the match, it makes sense, but the match isn't there.
Right. Okay.
So I wouldn't feel bad about it. In fact, I think it's pretty clever.
Yeah. I love the fact that you're new to social media and you're like, whoa, what are these people doing here?
I was like, can you do that? I don't know if you can do that.
Yes. Martha and Grant say you can.
Yes, yeah. And you need to put an asterisk on every post that says that. Approved. By,
that's right.
Approved by MBGB.
That's right. I'm Grant and Martha and we approve this message.
Katrina, thanks
that's
for your
great.
Call. Really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So it's a synonym for the aforementioned.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes the article the and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the said vegetables. Or you might also say here are said vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it's just vegetables. That's our example
yeah.
is vegetables. Okay.
Homemade soap.
But
said homemade
1300s.
Soap.
We have it in archaic forms mm-hmm. of English from the 1300s. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah. I love that she's